You're listening to Positive Encouraging K-Love. 91.1 WKMY Winchendon.
The following program is a K-Love Public Affairs presentation. Views and opinions expressed on this program aren't necessarily that of the host, staff, or management. Content may not be suitable for young children. K-Love is committed to community. Closer Look continues with a look at local agencies, events, and issues. Here's Peter Kay.
I'm joined this evening by Gail Gardner. Gail is the Executive Director of CareNet Pregnancy Resource Center of North Central Massachusetts. First of all, Gail, good evening and welcome to Closer Look.
Good evening and thank you for having me here.
Well, very much looking forward to finding out more about CareNet Pregnancy Resource Center and the different services that you provide in the Winchendon area and the North Dartmouth area and throughout North Central Massachusetts. Well, let's get started. First of all, what questions do you feel are running through the minds of a young woman who's experiencing an unplanned pregnancy?
I think that what would run through a young woman's mind that was experiencing unplanned pregnancy is too hard to say because the circumstances are so different from everyone involved. So what we do is keep an open mind to where they are and to address their issues. Some of them just have different situations going on in their life that a baby at that time would be a hardship. So we just keep an open mind to where they are.
What is the overall mission of CareNet Pregnancy Resource Center?
You know, I'd like to answer that by reading something from our president of CareNet International, and this is what she has to say about what CareNet centers do. CareNet Pregnancy Centers provide compassion, life-affirming services, and support to women and men facing unplanned pregnancies. Our local centers offer a safe, friendly, and non-judgmental environment where clients can discuss their fears and concerns and receive vital information regarding their health, pregnancy, and options. And I want to expand on that a little bit because we have, in the course of the year, about 850 clients that come through our center, and we have a survey that we do with them, and each one of them will put at that survey that, you know, there was love here, and I felt like I was in a judgment-free zone. And that's very important, and that's uppermost in what we do.
Could you give us a brief history of CareNet as a whole, and then more about the CareNet Pregnancy Resource Center here in North Central Massachusetts?
CareNet as a whole, on the national level, helps us get materials that we need that are, it's very important in today's world that the materials you use, especially in a medical clinic, are sourced. So everything we use that has information in it, it's noted where that information comes from because we want to be responsible to our client. So that's CareNet as a whole. Our own history, if you will, we started in 1976. We started 3 years after Roe versus Wade. Local group of women decided that they wanted to help women that found themselves in a crisis pregnancy, and they just opened a center with counseling. And in 2002, that's when we joined the national organization in CareNet. And in 2006, we became a medical clinic. And the reason for that was based mostly from a big grant by Focus on the Family, where they actually covered 80% of the cost to get an ultrasound machine for our center. And in doing that, we are able to show women that have an unplanned pregnancy that there is a baby, and it confirms life. And it really, you know, 90% of women that see that ultrasound will choose life for that baby.
Interesting. And that, how important has that ultrasound equipment been? And do you know just offhand, I don't need specific number wise, but how much of an increase has that been as far as a young woman saying, wow, you know, there is a baby inside me, a little life. Yeah. And just talk about the difference that's been before the ultrasound equipment and now having that in place.
before the ultrasound equipment, we just did a lot of talking, but showing a client that comes in, and I have stories of clients that have come in and they don't know what to do, and they really have this misconception that it's not a baby. And to have them agree to do an ultrasound, and our ultrasounds are our prenatal ultrasounds. They're limited. They're done to a client that is not under the care of a physician. That's very important to know. But to come in and see a picture of that baby and a heart beating and sometimes little hands and feet, it's a positive thing. And we just help them make a decision based on the truth.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to Massachusetts Positive Encouraging K-Love, 91.1 in Winchendon, and also 91.1 in North Dartmouth. This is Closer Look. I'm Peter Kay. My guest this evening is Gail Gardner. Gail is the Executive Director of CareNet Pregnancy Resource Center of North Central Massachusetts. Her office locally is at 515 Main Street, Suite 1000 in Fitchburg. And the phone number is 978-342-4244. You can find them at carenet.net, and also carenetfitchburg.net. Gail, how is CareNet funded?
CareNet is funded by churches, individuals, and businesses. We do not receive any federal or state money. We have an annual banquet that raises about half of our budget, and we have a bottle drive that raises about one-fifth of our budget, and the rest is donations. And we also recently have had a capital campaign because we are renovating this space on 515 Main Street to be a medical clinic. And in the state of Massachusetts, this thankfully, a lot of strict guidelines for that, and we have been raising money for that. We've spent $40,000. We've raised $33,000. There's a little bit of a deficit, but we trust that God will close that deficit for us. And I was telling Peter a story about a fellow that came in and just said, I want to donate. I don't want this to be known. This is anonymous. And I said, okay, I'll honor that. And I put the envelope in my pocketbook and went about my business. And later on, I was talking to the board president and we were discussing the lack of funds and how, well, you know, we're doing all of this work and we don't have the funding. And I said, well, let me take a look because I really believe God will provide for us. And when I opened that envelope, it was a check for $10,000.
There's also a website called Friends of CareNet Fitchburg. .org. Tell us a little bit what we'll find on that.
What you'll find on that is all of our archives of all of our newsletters for the last few years, and also what's going on at the center. We have renovated 3,000 square feet of space, and I think the market price for what we've done would be about $200,000, and we've spent $40,000 doing it, and that's basically because all of the hours needed to put up walls, to put in electric stuff, all of that labor has been donated by our supporters. We have not had to pay for manpower in the work that we're doing.
Gail, let's talk about some of the services that the CareNet's Pregnancy Resource Center offers.
All of our services are free. We offer pregnancy tests, and we offer limited ultrasounds that I've spoke about before. We offer options counseling. We offer childbirth education classes. We have two nurses that are trained to do childbirth education. And we offer parenting classes. We also go into schools and into youth groups and talk about abstinence.
Gail, you have to use your imagination a little bit on this, but let's pretend that that I'm a woman in the Winchendon or North Dartmouth area that has an unplanned pregnancy. Tell me, what is my first contact with CareNet going to be like when I call the office at 978-342-4244? Just kind of paint me a picture of what that experience is going to be like.
Well, we will set you up for a time to come in and see us, and we do walk-ins, and many of our clients just walk in. You will sit down and do some paperwork. We are a medical clinic. There is a lot of regulations regarding our paperwork, but then you will sit down with a counselor and she will take out a book that is all about your options. It's called Before You Decide, and she will go through and show you your options, which is adoption, abortion, and parenting, and she will tell you the different truths on all of these options. They're all hard options. This is not a place where you have planned this. In our training, I like what Nancy Williams, the director of training for CareNet, says about women in crisis. It's like taking a bottle of soda and shaking it up, and you don't want to open that top because that soda is going to spill all over the place. But there is a way to do that that helps. And the way to do that is to just open it a little bit and let off some of the steam. And we train our counselors. They go through a 12-week training program to understand what it means to let off some of that steam. And we are a Christian agency. And we pray. And, you know, one of the biggest tools we have in our center is the power of prayer. So all of you listening, if you want to do one positive thing for us, continue to pray for all of the pregnancy resource centers across the nation, CareNet, and other affiliates that are trying to tell the truth about life.
Thanks for spending part of your Sunday evening with us. Massachusetts Positive Encouraging K-Love, 91.1 in Winchendon, also 91.1 in North Dartmouth. This is Closer Look. I'm Peter Kay. She is Gail Gardner. Gail is the executive director of CareNet's Pregnancy Resource Center. And you can find them at 515 Main Street. It's Suite 1000 in Fitchburg. Also, the phone number is 978-342-4244. CareNet.net is one place you can go online. Also, CareNet Fitchburg is another site where you can find more information. Gail, we talked a little bit about some of the services that CareNet offers for a woman with an unplanned pregnancy. How about for the woman who has terminated a pregnancy?
We have a recovery program for those that have had abortions, and I just went to a training in that in Auburn, Massachusetts, and it's an 8-week Bible study called Surrender the Secret. And what I'm doing with that right now is I'm taking it to churches, and I'm hoping that someone from the church will come alongside me and do this 8-week program. It's by Pat Layton. It's by Lifeway. It's DVD-driven, and it's a powerful way of healing from abortion. You know, I'll tell you a story. We did have a man and a woman call the center. They found us online, and they wanted abortion recovery counseling. And we made an appointment, and they came in, and our nurse manager, who also has a degree in biblical counseling, sat down and started talking to them. And, of course, she mentioned God, because this is so hard that without the healing power of Jesus, it's hard to heal from this. But this particular couple said, we want counseling, we don't want God. And at that point, because of our beliefs, we did refer them to some secular counseling, but without being able to mention God in the healing process, for us, there won't be any healing.
Gail, what's a common misconception that you come across regarding CareNet?
That's a difficult question to answer. I'm not sure. I think that for our clients, and this is for our clients, I think they just see us as another agency out there where they can get free services, and they go away after we get to know them. And I think having classes, we really get to know them. They go away knowing that we're not another agency. One of the things I like to do with our clients is in all of our programs, whether it's childbirth, ed, or parenting, we offer them the ability to earn while they learn. And as they come through about 8 classes, we have a system where we give them 20 fake dollars for every hour they spend in the classroom. And then we have a boutique where We have new baby items donated by churches for them to purchase with their earnings. And I like this because whenever I have clients shopping in boutiques, I tell them, you have earned this. We're not giving this to you. And I just think that builds in them a sense of self, of self-esteem, if you will, that they've earned this. And that's a positive thing for us.
Is there contact after someone has gone through a program? Do you keep in touch? Do you get the privilege of seeing the little ones grow up and the moms and dads
taking
on that challenge?
Our clients are forever. They always come in to stop and see us. They're proud of their babies. They come in. What they do with their baby bucks is it's kind of like they don't want to spend them all right away because it gives them an opportunity to come back in and shop. And these women are, you know, they're doing the best they can in their circumstances. So they'll save their baby bucks and they'll come in and when they need diapers and stuff like that. We also have material assistance for women that need stuff that are not going through classes and everything. We have a whole supply of gently used clothes that we have available for them. And we sit down and we talk to them and we love seeing them. They'll come in time and time again just to show us their baby and how the child is growing.
Again, if you just joined us, you're listening to 91.1 Positive Encouraging K-Love. This is Closer Look. I'm Peter Kay. My special guest this evening is Gail Gardner. Gail is the executive director of the CareNet Pregnancy Resource Center. And Gail, if you'd just give us your various ways in which folks can connect with you.
We're available by the telephone number you mentioned. We are on the CareNet website, and I know that this is going out to the North Dartmouth area, so your best deal would to be go on that website and find some CareNets in your community. And we have another site that Peter has talked about, which is Friends of CareNet Fitchburg. If you're interested in volunteering or making donations or just want to see what we do on that page, there's an email on both sites that you can email me directly with any questions you might have.
And that number again is 978-342-4244. Gail, without obviously mentioning names, but could you share a positive story of a woman experiencing an unplanned pregnancy who benefited from her visit and her relationship through CareNet?
I can probably share a couple. One woman that came in with a plan, and she knew what she wanted to do. And basically, she knew she wanted to have her baby, but she knew that it was not a time in her life to raise the baby. So she came in knowing that she wanted to have her baby and put the baby up for adoption. We referred her to Bethany Adoption Services, which is Christian, and they took over from there. We're not in the business of arranging adoptions. But she was so pleased with their services that when it came time to actually sign off on the paperwork, she wanted us there to witness that with her, and this was a positive experience for her. We've had other situations where there's three centers around this New England area, one in Clinton and one in Worcester, and we had someone call us from the Worcester Center saying, I have a woman right there that needs help, and she sent us the woman. We helped her. We paid for a taxi to come to the center, and she chose life for the baby. And a year ago, she was featured at our banquet, and she had such a beautiful story to tell. So when we know they choose life, they come back to us and they tell us. And when they know they haven't chosen life, we're still there for them, and they know that too.
What's your drive day to day with CareNet? What makes you do what you do?
It gets very personal when you talk about that. And when you have children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, that's my drive. I know I've made poor choices in my life, and I have a passion for young people to help them get on track and to help them live the way God has chosen for them and to help them find that path.
What encouragement can you give someone listening who knows or thinks that she might be pregnant and is anxious or just downright scared about her future?
The biggest encouragement would be to wait, take a couple of days to make a decision. Come to any pregnancy resource center in your neighborhood and talk to them. You don't have to do it right away. Time is available. Whatever your choice, just take time to really think about it and to get all of the resources and all of the truth before you.
You're listening to Positive Encouraging K-Love, 91.1 in Winchendon, also 91.1 in North Dartmouth. This is Closer Look. I'm Peter Kay. My guest this evening has been Gail Gardner. Again, Gail is the Executive Director of the CareNet Pregnancy Resource Center of North Central Massachusetts. That particular office is located at 515 Main Street, Suite 1000 in Fitchburg. And that phone number again is 978-342-4244. A few ways to connect with them online. There's friendsofcarenetfitchburg.org. Also carenet.net and carenetfitchburg.net. Any last thoughts before we have to go?
My last thoughts would be for those of you that are hearing this to continue to pray. I speak a lot to young people in youth groups at different churches, and we've had, I might get a little political, but we've had laws on the books that have not been right and have been changed. And when I look at the 1973 law that legalized abortion, I tell young people, you can do something about this. I think this is a great nation we live in. And I believe that there is always hope, and I believe that we can always better our nation by looking at its laws and doing what needs to be done.
Gail, thank you so much for what you do each and every day through CareNet, and thank you so much for taking the time this evening to tell us more about it. We certainly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
For more information on the CareNet Pregnancy Resource Center of North Central Massachusetts, email us at closerlook@klove.com. That's closerlook@klove.com. For Closer Look, I'm Peter Kay.
This has been K-Love Closer Look. Find us online at klove.com.